Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
There's two stories that I saw this week. The latest one I saw this morning, and then I saw another one on Wednesday morning. In fact, I didn't see it on Wednesday morning. I saw the follow-up to it on Wednesday morning. About 2 weeks ago, there was a lady who appeared on social media. She's an air hostess, and she was twerking in an empty plane.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. The follow-up is that she lost her job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. And she did an interview on Wednesday morning, and she was crying. She was saying, I was just trying to celebrate. So getting the day started. I was trying to get myself amped. And while I understand that, why did she have to record it? So I was like, stupid. Play stupid games and stupid prizes.
Who twerks in a plane? Maybe they must bring back Kulula. She'll work for Kulula.
That's funny. So anyway, that's the one. This morning, there is an NYPD detective. If you watched movies, NYPD.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing I must say, she's hot. I'm not going to lie. She's fire, flambe. And she appeared in a rap video dancing provocatively, also dressed very scantily. She's in hot water now because they're saying she may lose her job. She's been a detective for 7 years. I don't know what possessed her to do this. This is not even like a big rapper. It's not like she was on a Drake video.
Right.
Maybe it's her husband or something. I don't know.
It's a friend.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Would you ever risk your career for a friend? I mean, what nonsense. But the question is here, on a serious note, this is about respectability politics, right? Do you think that somebody who's a cop should lose their job because they appeared in a rap music video? Mpo?
You see, for me, I was conflicted because when I first saw the article, the first thing I thought was, ugh, come on, she's not in uniform. She's not in any place that has to do with her work. So what you do in your off time is your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when I read the story further and realized that she's not only just a detective, she is a detective in the Special Victims Unit, where you are now on a video twerking, being sexual and all of that. It just doesn't go with what it is that you are trying to protect. And therein lies my problem. It's not necessarily that you're a detective. It is that you're a detective in a special victims unit. And then now you're on a video twerking.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm 2 minds about it. I mean, the one says to me, yes, she's not in school. I mean, in police uniform.
Yeah.
And she's doing this, you know, off duty hours, she can do as she pleases. But also then, morally, like you're saying, I mean, we can say Mfundisi can do whatever and it's off times, but it has to be in line with what he does for a living, because it, what you do for a living heavily depends on how people perceive you and the respect that people have for you. Now, even when we're special victims, how will she then help survivors of domestic violence, for example, who generally are people who are objectified in their household, when she has objectified her body on a rap music video, you know? It will affect her work, though. So I'm 2 minds about it, but I'm leaning to... Yeah.
She's a detective, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What if she says she was undercover? Detectives go undercover all the time. And listen, detectives go undercover and they join gangs and they join drug dealers. All frowned upon, but because it's in the line of duty, nobody says anything.
If that was the case, she wouldn't have deleted her Instagram page. She wouldn't have done any of that.
No, because she deleted it because the cover's blown.
No,
she blew her cover. That's the thing. So she can't be undercover because she blew her cover. You can't say you're undercover and then you're on a video viewed by millions and you're making headlines, because not everybody knows you're undercover, but someone will say, I know that person, she's a cop.
In fact, that's how she got found out. Fellow detectives came out to say, oh, we know her, she's one of our own.
Sure, she's not undercover.
It's tricky, and you know I'm all for your body, your rules. And let's have fun. But I think there are certain professions that will almost require you to remain conservative, because they are, by their very nature, conservative professions themselves. For instance, a judicial officer. So I would not want to see any judge or even a legal practitioner, for instance, twerking. Even as a news anchor, you know, you may be young, you want to throw it down sometimes, but, you know, you then remember that there's an element of believability that must be there. So there are certain things where just because you chose that profession.
I mean,
you
remember know how we were up in arms with excluded. Mutata. With Mutata being drunk.
Yeah.
We were all up in arms because even though he was doing it off duty, you're a judge.
Yeah.
You say judges can't twerk, but some people say that's what benches are for.
Oh, wow. So, I can't.
My mic is not working, so okay. I'll use Fundo's mic.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Can you, like, there,
there
we go.
There we go.
Okay, so I think you should give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are.
I wish people see you ducking as you're doing this link.
Yeah, 086-000-0959. To twerk or not to twerk? That is the question.
Maraba Fethu, this is not fair. You're on an empty plane and being off duty. Even you guys can't attend the summers because they are hosted by the competition. Should Nanbazon or Shamevangan Bonan attend the Lauma Awards?
No. It's not about that. If we attend the awards and we twerk, then yes.
Yes, and we're wearing huge Kaya 959 t-shirts. That's called bringing the company into disrepute.
Sis, our company made the t-shirts for us to wear on weekend. At later stage, they cancelled it. This, you must no longer wear those t-shirts. Now, the Disney house, we went out with friends and we wearing those t-shirts went out. Apparently, on Monday, all of us, we were charged for wearing uniform outside workplace. But those t-shirts, we no longer use. That thing, it's bad, very bad.
For example, there's a DJ at a Cape Town radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was wearing one of their branded shirts. Mm-hmm. And then his alleged drug dealer recorded him because he owed him money.
Jeez.
And the drug dealer was assaulting him, saying, "You owe me money." And he even said, "You owe me money for cocaine."
Coke.
Yeah. And this guy, like I said, he was wearing branded clothing.
Yeah.
They're slapping him up.
Choo.
The station, I don't know eventually what they end up doing, but you can see how that is a PR nightmare. One of your most prominent DJs, not only doing cocaine, just Kailapo, but secondly now owing drug dealers wearing branded clothing.
Out of line, man.
Cizwe, Mpo and Soul. This is Tate on the street on the air. Guys, the lady from NYPD, which I see. Remember, sometimes you need to be wild after work and be yourself. Yo, you can't always be thinking about work. You know how much stressing sometimes work can be? For a person like me, even the job that I'm doing, sometimes you need to loosen up, guys. You need that moment where you people, cause when you're at work, it's a lot. It's a lot. So it can take away. Let's not allow work to take away your personal life. And she hasn't shot anybody. She hasn't harmed anybody. So we can't be so hard on people just like that.
It's not about shooting anybody. We're discussing the issue here, right? There's a certain image that goes with a certain job. And you doing what you've done, in this case, this lady, means that that image is being brought into disrepute. It's a very simple thing to understand.
And if she's doing it in the confines of her own home, that is fine. You know, some things are meant to be private, but if you're going to let the whole world know about it, especially when you work in the public domain, that's where the conflict becomes.
100%.
She's a cop. Yes, Siyavuma. What's illegal about being in a music video? Like, what is it that she did about being in a music video? What if it's just a side hustle? She's trying to make extra money for whatever reasons. So she wasn't wearing her uniform. I just feel they are being unfair that because you are in a certain role or profession, then you're not supposed to be your own person outside of duty.
You're right. She wasn't wearing a uniform. That's because she wasn't wearing anything. So sometimes things don't have to be illegal for them to have repercussions, right? Sometimes it's just got to be a matter of behavior, and your behavior is unbecoming.
And I don't know if you heard, but she's a special victims detective, meaning some of her clients or people who've suffered these crimes are sexual crimes, and there she is twerking. See the conflict there?
It's like somebody sent us a tweet, a listener of ours, right? Danilo, he's a teacher. And he says, you know, I tell my colleagues all the time, even though we are our own individuals, you can't be posting things like you drinking, right? Even if it's on a weekend. Because the children that you teach look up to you. Now, it's very easy for you to come and say, yo, it's my life, it's a weekend, it's my time. But you're still a role model to those kids, even when you're off duty.
But you can drink in the privacy of your own home. You don't need to show it to those kids.
I don't understand why this needs to be explained. You see? This should be common sense.
But to me, I'm working as a security officer. I'm going to be off and off. I'm going to be off and off.
Let's start to find out first of all, there is a code of conduct or there's a code that prevents her from doing that or engaging in that kind of entertainment, you know, in a sense of exposure. But so then we can take it from there.
I'm sure it would be written in the rules somewhere, Guti. She's not supposed to have her personal life. She's not supposed to make any money out of twerking. And she will have followed those rules. So if it's not written anywhere and she decides, no, this is my body and I want to make extra cash off it, I don't see why anyone has a problem now. And they bafuna ukumbo pizza. Plus, America is a free country and people do absolutely whatever they want and they get accepted. So why is it suddenly becoming a problem when it comes to her? I mean, people do it every day, G.I.
And I totally agree with the guy who's saying to a post that he's a teacher. He has kind of my profession, guys. It's just a good man. The way we're so hard up for work is that we so start on my in. I agree. There are some professions where, as in, you have to live and breathe whatever that you're working. You can't be having two personalities, one side out of the job and one wing in the job. Like, you literally are the job. So, I agree with
100%. And in fact, sometimes it's beyond your job, right? Even as umuntu wesonto nje, for example. As a Christian, there are certain ways in which you must conduct and carry yourself. Because when people see you, you are a representation of that organization.
True.
Mawisha bangapanle. Mugisonto le mina ngithi, hey, abantu basizonto nini benza nje?
What if the job that she's doing is part of the reason she's acting this way, and it had some sort of psychological impact on her behavior? Yeah, letting her go without finding help for her and assessing the situation first, very unfair.
Okay, but we don't know that. So okay, somebody will need to assess her, and a psychologist needs to get involved in that regard.
At my previous employer, you know, two girls went to Pusa Thursday, wearing a work uniform, and it happens that they posted it, and the management eventually found those particular pictures, probably by one of their colleagues. They were called in, you know, because they were putting the company into disrepute. You know, what you do after work, it's up to you, but wearing work uniform is another thing, because you are representing the company there. It was full emblem, was visible. So yeah, people have to take responsibility, respect their work uniform. It's basically that.
For the police officer twerking off duty, I feel like we South Africans, we're too judgmental. We expect people to do certain things at a certain times just to please us as South Africans. I mean, we have like a minister of electricity who's always dancing, why is it Ujaiva, the Toalaza, and all that, But no one is saying anything about it because, you know, like, yeah. And it's wrong, guys. It's off duty. She's doing her own thing. Where in the South African rule is this written? For when you are working a certain job, you are not supposed to be doing 1, 2, 3. If it's part of the contract that she signed, then it's fine. They can do whatever. But then if it's not in the contract, guys, come on.
I think some careers, they take away some aspect of your private life. Things that you cannot really do because of the hat that you're wearing as a cop, as a judge,
or as anything, especially when it comes to the law. So you took an oath, and that oath would be to protect whether you are on duty and off duty. I don't think anyone would feel safe when they see that I'm being protected by a twerker at some video. So there's a thin line. There's a very thin line. Do you want to be an entertainer, or do you want to be someone who serves the community? So some jobs, yeah, they take some aspect of your life away, and you just have to make peace with that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.